very good evening and welcome. And now, this is something rather special. We don't do this very regularly, but it felt it was absolutely right to do it for you today, because this is a podcast special broadcast in which we are looking forward to the Streets of Galway 8K that takes place on the bank holiday weekend, the 24th of October, in the city, starting at approximately 10:30 on the Sunday morning and concluding, well, for the main runners, it'll probably be 11 o'clock, but for others, it could be into the afternoon. But not that anyone cares, because it's great to see an event like the Streets of Galway return after being out last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And in what is a very unique year, because the 35th edition of this iconic event, it's only right that we have people here in studio to talk about it from the athletics perspective, but also not only that, but the importance of sponsorship. And once again, the Galway Clinic have been incredible in coming on board and backing this event like they have done in previous years. I am delighted to welcome a new voice. It's her first time to speak to us on behalf of the Galway Clinic, and that's Rachel Cohen, who is the physician liaison and the marketing coordinator of the Galway Clinic. I'm also delighted to welcome back two old friends, because if you were watching our special that went back some months ago now at this stage, in which we broadcast through Zoom, and that is about athletics, Brian Bruton, who is the race director of the Streets of Galway, and David Lynn, the marketing director of Galway City Harriers and Streets of Galway 2021, join me also in studio. Well, that's the introductions and the formalities out of the way. Let's talk about the race itself. 8K starting traditionally at GTI and finishing in the Claddagh, the Streets of Galway 8K has become a race for the ages. Since its first race in 1986 under the auspices of Cuspore and Jack Mahon, the Streets of Galway 8K has grown in leaps and in bounds, to use the old cliche. From early days of small numbers to the averaging 3,000 participants that it gets, it is one of the iconic races on the Irish athletics calendar, and there is no doubt that whoever turns up on Bank Holiday Sunday will be in for something special. Now, it's already expected that we're not going to get to 3,000 people as we've had in previous years, and there's obviously very good reasons for that, but they are hoping that they will hit maybe 15. And it being the Sunday after restrictions are officially lifted, and I have, must add the caveat that we're doing this podcast on a day where we're expecting them to be lifted on the Friday, the 1,500 people will be part of something historic, because it will be an opportunity for them to take on the famous Streets of Galway and to be the first ones to do it in a post-pandemic era, if I can use that particular term. But I am open to correction, as I always am on this programme, and no surprise, I will be corrected more than once before we finish. Delighted to be joined by all three, and to the three of you, thank you so much for joining me in studio. I will also stress that this has been done socially distanced in case anybody asks any questions. And Brian Bruton, I have to start with you first, because this is something that we have talked about in previous years, and there's always been this uncertainty about when the Streets of Galway would return, because last year there were three or four false starts, to be honest, because there was hope that it might happen in August. Traditionally, we were kind of going back in March. We were kind of thinking maybe August, then maybe a possibility of later on. And then we kind of had to take it as a fait accompli that it wasn't going to happen in 2020. So it must be just incredible that it's back in 2021.
That's right, John. Thanks for having us in. And it's great to be back. It's for the 35th edition of the Streets of Galway, kindly sponsored by the Galway Clinic, as you say. So, yeah, we're good to go on the 24th of October, Sunday at the bank holiday, 10:30. As you say, 2020, we unfortunately couldn't happen, but that's for obvious reasons. You know, we're delighted to be back in action. We have the full backing of Athletics Ireland, the local Gardaí City Council as well, are all behind the event. So we're hoping it's a good starting point for Galway City post-pandemic, that we can get a big event out on the streets and, you know, celebrate, I suppose, life and running and health and fitness in general. You know, this is a race for everybody, you know, right the way from the elite to people who do it once a year, to people who are just coming back into fitness. So, you know, we're hopefully getting close to 1,500 people. We're probably not far off 1,000 at the moment, with just over 10 days to the race. So entry is still open on myrunresults.com. That's courtesy of Ronan Wogan. So, you know, those of you who want to sign up, I'd encourage you to sign up as quickly as possible. The race is organised by our Galway City Harriers, which is still the biggest club in the country. So it's a big volunteer effort as well. So pretty much we use all of our members on the day as well to make sure the event is safe and runs smoothly through the city and causes the minimum disruption possible. And you know, the race, as you say, starts at GTI and routes right around the city. So the first runners home should be home by 5 to 11 in South Park. The route is pretty much similar to previous years. We've just made it a little bit faster by taking out part of Devon Gardens, and the race finishes right at the top end of South Park. So it's a fast course, and it's one that anybody. It's sport for all, was the original motto, and we like to keep it that way.
You've made a point, and I want to touch on it, regarding it being a starting point for many people who've been involved in athletics. The last 18, 19 months have seen many people take up running for different reasons, whether it was, let's go back to the dark days for a minute if we can, and when everyone was restricted to 5 kilometres from their house, there was very little for them to do except to maybe go for a jog or go for a run and stay within that 5 kilometres. And it has seen, I suppose, a resurgence in the popularity of athletics as well because of things like that. And there have been people involved in Couch to 5Ks, there have been different virtual runs, you know, people have been involved in and all of that kind of stuff. You're hoping that those people now put it to good use and actually use it on the Bank Holiday Sunday in Galway.
Exactly, John. Yeah, I mean, it's always nice for people to, you know, to see people out and about, where it's walking, running, cycling, jogging, as you say. And you know, this is an opportunity for people to, I suppose, test themselves. It's a target, it's something to aim for. You know, it's always good to have a goal, I would say, for people. And you know, people who have been active over the last 18 months, and you know, people who are getting back to fitness, you know, people can do this. You know, and as you said, we've seen a lot of people out in the streets around, and the parks around city and county over the last 18 months, and you know, this is an event that really, you know, everyone can put their hand to. So we'd encourage people to look at the website and sign up as soon as possible.
David, can I talk to you now for a minute? Because obviously the promotion of an event and the marketing of an event is absolutely, it's critical nowadays. It really is. And we've seen this over the past number of years in different things that you know, I've seen you involved in, or what we've been involved in our game here, that getting that message out there is absolutely, you know, it's paramount. It's more important than anything in this day and age. When the announcement was made, and when we finally went public with the announcement that it would be on the 24th, I think if my calendar is right, 24th of October.
24th, John.
You know, what was the immediate reaction from that initial announcement? Because Gerry Murphy announced it on Over the Line. He went with it on social media maybe about 10 minutes earlier. So there wasn't much time between each. What was the reaction in the aftermath of that?
No, it was great, and I suppose, John, like, this is the way things have changed, and like, normally you'd have had to wait a few years ago for, you know, the paper on Thursday or whatever. It's been very good to us. So because Galway Bay FM have been very good to us in the past, we wanted to give them kind of an early lead. So I talked to you that Monday evening, I think it was the 7th or 8th of September. And basically it was on social media, the Facebook page first, and it got a huge reaction. Like within a couple of minutes, got a couple of hundred likes, and you know, people were sharing it, and the different running clubs were tagging each other. So that is, you would say that social media is important, but then of course you think then what happened last week with the social media blackout, and it kind of caused a lot of people to consider how they're doing it. So we've always been kind of conscious that with the Streets of Galway, that a lot of our competitors aren't on social media. So that's why the likes of yourselves and the Galway Advertiser and all the other traditional media, if you want to call it, even though they've all gone into the social space as well, is so important. We've people from like 16 up to 70 running, so like not everyone is WhatsApp social media, so it's important to kind of, you know, get every channel covered, and that's what we try to do as best we can.
You probably answered my next question, but I have to push on it all the same, because we are looking at one thing over the past 18 months, and we have to use it as a point of reference, has been the start of the pandemic, because since then we have seen an explosion in people using the likes of TikTok, in people using Instagram, and people using all social media channels, whatever there are, and there are way too many to mention. But you've made also a point that I have to touch on as well, and that is you have some people who've actually got sick of social media and have gone back to kind of mainstream media. So do you have to kind of strike a happy medium then in how you promote an event like this? I mean, I know you're using radio, we're also using social media as a result of using radio. There's kind of, you have to juggle it, I suppose, about to for want of a better term.
Yeah, I suppose this year is strange because obviously we've just a very short lead-in time. Normally we'd kind of start in March and have a kind of a soft launch and then a bigger launch in kind of June. And, you know, it'd be constant, like we'd have 6 months of kind of solid promotion. So we would get to go to many races as well and, you know, hand out flyers, which is something we didn't mention. So, yeah, you're right. It's exactly like trying to get everything, but obviously there's constraints in that as well, because, you know, while you want to like put something up on every channel, it's people are kind of more savvy, so you can't just put something up for the sake of it. You know, you have to kind of take a nice picture or kind of, you know, put a training plan there, so there's something for people to follow. You know, they're very critical. If they think the kind of content is poor or rubbishy, they'll be disengaged fairly quickly. So you mentioned TikTok, like, you know, we've a great younger base in GTH, so we'd love to get them kind of more involved in that, you know, so that they can kind of promote it to their friends, you know, because like some of us, I'll admit myself, I wouldn't be a massive TikTok influencer now.
Wouldn't have but, a clue, to be honest with you.
You know, it's just, as you said, to keep all ages kind of informed. So it is important, but as I said, it takes time and effort, you know, and the content kind of has to be fairly good. So, you know, the clinic were very good to us in the past. They had Maeve Gachwin there. She was doing kind of diet plans in the lead up to the weeks beforehand. We had different physios, you know, saying the importance of kind of how to stretch in, because obviously some people, if they're new to it, they'll be enthusiastic, they'll go straight out and, you know, run like the hammer of the hell, and the next day they'll have shin splints, or, you know, they might be wearing bad footwear. So it's kind of all about education as well, as Brian would have said, and kind of keep people into
actually. And that's on something, don't mean to interrupt you, but it's a very important point. And that is the fact that you don't have that long running that you had in previous years. You don't have the you know, the fitness plans that would have been laid out, the training plans that would have been laid out by Galway City Harriers. You don't have the plans that would have been laid out by Galway Clinic as regards proper preparation for a race like this. We've got 10 days. So, I mean, you're not exactly going to throw out a piece of paper or put something up online and go, right, this is how you get ready for the streets of Galway 10K or 8K in 10 days. Because
I'd be
talking to a good solicitor if that's the case.
I suppose, yeah, we're kind of conscious of that. So we had to look at a lot of the content, obviously, from previous years, you know, and it wasn't able to be put out there, like the training plans. And we've seen that, like in, I think, 2019, that people were following them kind of fairly religiously, like, you know, which was good. And they'd get maybe one or two others to go out there, like, and go running with them if the evening wasn't so great. You know, if you knew there was a couple of people waiting for you to kind of inspire you. So really, I suppose we had to rewrite the rule book, and it was basically like hit the ground running. And, you know, there was some difference of opinion about what to do and, you know, how to do the best. As Brian said, there was never really any kind of really thoughts that we'd hit the 3,000 as in previous years. But maybe in this year, it's naturally to be a bit cautious, and as I see, it's a learning curve for everyone. So if we get to the 1,500 mark, which I think we will, we'll be happy enough, you know, because we have to think public health and safety as well.
We'll talk about the build up to the event itself in a few minutes time, because there's a lot that we have to get through as regards obviously there's an important message to be sent out for people who are attending on the day, for those who are planning on entering. There's a lot to get through, and we'll get to it in a little while. But I want to bring in Rachel Cohen, because Rachel, as we mentioned, is the physician liaison and the marketing coordinator of the Galway Clinic, who have so graciously and gracefully become sponsors once again for the streets of Galway 8K for 2021. Rachel, thank you very much for joining me. I suppose you're a new face as regards this particular event. Now, how has it been for the Galway Clinic's perspective as regards how they would look an event like this and how they would prepare accordingly for it?
Thanks, John, for having me. Well, you know, as Washkin and Brian and David have already just mentioned, we don't have time on our hands here, but we are trying to do as much as we can just to get it out there. So again, we're using social media, getting everyone involved in the internally as well as externally, and just making sure that everyone is aware of the fantastic event that's coming up.
There's been a wonderful history between both Galway City Harriers and the Galway Clinic with this race for the past number of years. I remember, and lads, you can nod in agreement or disagreement, but if you remember back a couple of years ago where the announcement was made that the Galway Clinic were staying on board for a further 3 years, and I had the honour of announcing that on air, the lads were agreeing, so I wasn't dreaming, but it was such a major announcement, and it was actually in the Galway Clinic when the announcement was made.
Yeah.
And I remember the announcement and I remember the excitement that followed it, and I just remember the enthusiasm and the athletes who were there, and they were so happy to hear this, and it gave the streets of Galway 8K a future, which was very, very important. And it also kept that wonderful combination between Galway Clinic and the streets of Galway together as well. I mean, it was just a wonderful thing. So you must be delighted, if I may ask you to put your Galway Clinic hat on for a minute, from the business perspective and also from the clinic's point of view, it's wonderful to be back, that this event is back up and running as well.
Absolutely, John. And like, the Galway Clinic is always looking at ways to give back to the local community and encourages healthy activities, which is why being part of and being a proud sponsor of the famous Streets of Galway's race is so important to us. And the Galway Clinic stands by their mission statement to improve the health and quality of life of individuals and communities served. So that's why it is so important to us.
It really is. Now, we're going to take a very short commercial break for a second, because what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break away from the podcast for a minute, let everybody catch their breath and just think about what they're going to be saying in the next part. Because in the next part, we're going to be talking about the organisation of the event itself and the amount of work that goes into making sure that an event like the Streets of Galway becomes as successful as it has been over the past 35 years. Playing music you love. Hey! Galway BFM. Okay, you're welcome back. And the second part of our podcast is going to feature on the organisational side of things for the Streets of Galway. As you've heard in part one, it's going to be a fair bit of work to get everything right in the space of, well, a couple of weeks really, since the initial announcement in early September. We're now moving into the final 10 days, and this is where it starts to get very interesting indeed from an organisational perspective. And I do mean talking about the making sure that the track is laid out. Of course, Brian mentioned about the support of the Gardaí. We'll be talking about civil defence, the volunteers that will be involved, all of that to come. And we'll also hear more from Rachel, and I want to hear more from her as regards to what Galway Clinic will be doing and how they plan to prepare for it. I'd also ask her the famous question, if they will be sending a team again this year, because there was a bit of fun in the one in 2019, if memory serves me right. There was a bit of a few side bets going on regarding who was going to finish first from the Galway Clinic, and they had some very good runners on that team, if my memory also serves me right. And you will also remember a finish that took place on an absolutely awful day weather-wise at the Claddagh, with the mist coming in off the Atlantic Ocean, and there was something very poetic about the runners coming in on that day in 2019 and the rain hammering down and everybody getting soaked, but everybody having an incredibly good time. And so to all three of you, thank you very much indeed for joining me again. And Brian, let's talk about it from the organisation perspective. How long do you have really from the word go, that you get to go ahead to do this, for everything to be in place then on the day itself?
John, yeah, we have about 6 weeks, I suppose, this year from being able to go ahead with the race, getting the go ahead from the authorities and from the, obviously, the restrictions lifting and Athletics Ireland permitting races to go ahead. So we've no limits on the numbers we can actually have in the race, which is great. So we've 6 weeks, short time frame. Normally we'd have probably 6 months. But there's an established committee there, which is great. We have about 12 people, including David here. We've got Hugh O'Donoghue, Tom Breen, Martin Carney is involved, Abigail Colleran, to name a few. Brendan McCardle there is there as well, Breach Daly. So we've a long-standing committee that knows their stuff. Eamon O'Donnell is there as well, who works on the route and the course. We're very good people, all working in a voluntary capacity, interested in the sport, interested in getting events on and getting people out and getting active. So everybody has a role to play. We've had numerous meetings so far, online and in person, and everybody has a job to do in the lead up in terms of organising logistics, making sure the route is good and it's safe, recruiting volunteers to help out on the day. We need 100, probably close on 200 volunteers to get the race through safely. So there's a big recruitment campaign across the club and around the city for that element of the event. And obviously, we have to, we're linking in with our sponsors, linking in with the authorities as well, to linking in with medics to get full coverage for the weekend. So there's a big effort. There's a big plan behind it, and it's worked well over the last 35 years, and we're very confident we can get it going and get it going safely again this year. So we're well prepared. and we're looking forward to a great event on the day.
David, can you tell me as regards the day itself? I mean, we just talk about it, and I'll be honest, there have been Streets of Galway events that we've been at us for covering it and whatever, and we rock up with maybe an hour to go to the start, and you know, you swan about for an hour, and next thing before you know it, it's go time, and then there's the I call it the mad rush, because you've got the panic, for want of a better word, the panic of trying to get from the start to the finish line to get set up and get everything done like that. But that's just what we do in our job. For your guys, it's the night before, and that was traditionally the case. I mean, even I think it was the Thursday before the races themselves, people would be collecting their packs, so they have to be ready. So this is not just a one day thing for you guys, it's a 3 or 4 day event. It's not just one day.
Yeah, well, we had hoped to be able to send out the packs you know, the race numbers by post, but unfortunately again time was kind of against us, so again they have to come into the Claddagh Hall to get them. But yeah, it used to be Friday night race pickup. We'd be packing them, the volunteers would be packing them that week and you know, maybe the week before, Brian and the gang would be out in all weathers, I might add, and Eamon as well. We've a great photo of them soaked there from 3 years ago in the darkness nearly putting up signs. So you know, that's a huge event, the traffic signs, advance notice and all that, the race packing, the catering. Obviously the catering is somewhat kind of less this year because there's no like big marquee with tea and coffee, so Abigail is our catering manager, you know, she does a great job in all that. Then of course the social media, the communication side, you know, no matter what you put up online and what you email to people, you'll still get, you know, 50 odd messages asking what time and things like that, and people are coming from different places and they're trying to travel, so really you need to be kind of switched on, I suppose, 24/7. But because it's Sunday morning start this year, we'll obviously have to be up very, very early, you know, with putting out cones and barriers and things like that.
I want to ask you that question. Why, and it's a, you know, it is a fair question, why 10:30 on a Sunday morning and the Sunday morning of a bank holiday?
Good, very good question, John, I suppose. We thought, you know, it's a bank holiday weekend. Again, the town should be a little quieter at that time in terms of traffic, but we're kind of weaving it in and out of, you know, the major churches and mass times as well, because while we want the event to go ahead, we don't want to inconvenience anyone going about their daily business, because I suppose to one extent we're in a bit of a bubble with the race, but we realise it's a busy city as well and there's other things going on. So, you know, I suppose we thought it was the earlier the better, and obviously a 7 o'clock start with the kind of fast approaching dark evenings wasn't possible. You know, everyone I think is a big fan of Saturday evening 7 o'clock, and you can still have an evening after all the hard work, you know, for the runners and the organisers, but obviously everything is kind of different this year. So look, we'll just go with that, and look, we'll review it after, but I imagine we'll be back on the 6th of August in 2022, please God.
You know, traditionally, as we all know, the Streets of Galway was always on the Saturday evening. It was always starting around about the 6:30 mark, 7 o'clock. Yeah,
7 o'clock
starts, and was over by 8 o'clock, or for those who were maybe a little bit further down the line, maybe about 9, but still everybody was done and out and gone by 9 o'clock at the very, very latest. So are you talking about this kind of time scale again? Because I mean, we talk about the top runners and we'll talk about that in a minute, who can we expect to see who's entered, but you get the social runner as well, like we mentioned at the outset, you know, those guys who might have done the odd little 5k around their hometown and fancy taking this on because it's something they wanted to do. I mean, it's going to be a great opportunity for them to just get stuck in with this, and so you should be, if you take them into consideration, what you're talking, a 2 hour game time, to use the American term.
It's really hard to know, because obviously you have the elites who be coming in 22-23 minutes, so you nearly find it hard in previous years to get from the start line, because it was such a big, took 10 minutes from the start runners to the last people, and then we were literally sprinting back to be back at the finish line in at 7:20. But I'd expect an hour is a good time, you know, for people, because you're talking about kind of 6 minutes a kilometre, maybe a bit more, you know. People probably, we realised, they mightn't have been able to train as much with their clubs in previous years, so they kind of might miss the training buddy that can kind of egg them on a bit more, or kind of pace them, or as you mentioned yourself, the friendly competition. So we think people may be kind of not at their peak race and fitness, you know, to say that. So we just think that people should go out and enjoy the race and the experience, and you know, not get too bothered with the times. As Brian said, it's sport for all, and you know, just enjoy it, and you can have a benchmark then for next year to to kind of get that personal best again.
Yeah, it's a good marker, actually, if you think about it. Do it on the Sunday and then try and do it in the August in a much warmer day, one would hope. But Rachel, your own work now also starts regarding the streets of Galway from what the Galway Clinic have to do. So it's already an incredibly busy place as it is. And for obvious reasons, probably a lot busier this year and last year than previous years. So you have to try and I use the term happy medium a lot, but you have to try and mix both the social side and the exciting part, of course, for staff and those who might want to take part, but there's still work to be done as well.
Absolutely, John. But I think, you know, now more than ever, it's giving all staff something to look forward to. And I think we're all really, you know, really excited about what's the next few weeks to come, and I think the momentum and everything that's involved in it kind of gives the hard work pay off, you know, kind of thing. So no, I think we're all really looking forward to it.
Does it create a buzz then in because people who are involved in this, it's something, you know, we talk about mental health and can we talk about that for a brief moment, because it is so important for people that, you know, their mental health is paramount, because, you know, if you don't have that, if something goes wrong, it's very hard to get it back. And for people who are looking forward to something like this, it gives them a boost, it gives them that shot of adrenaline, the whatever hormone it is that gives you the gear up and go to be part of something like this. And it is something that makes them excited at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And I think, as Brian was saying, you know, a lot of people have now started doing more exercise during, you know, COVID. And I think a lot of people now are actually really focusing on their health. They're focusing on different ways of staying healthy. And I think especially for mental health, you know, this is a huge, great race to kind of keep everyone in the momentum. And I think it's going to be fantastic.
And actually, on that note, I'm going to bring the three of you in together for the first time, actually, to talk about this. But that's the one, I'll be honest with you, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a huge weekend. It's wonderful to be part of something that special because it is special. The streets of Galway is iconic. I was even, and people who know, and you all three know, I mentioned it to Rachel earlier, my first one was in 1999 on a very warm summer's evening in August. That was the first one I covered. So it's been a long time in watching this particular race. Yeah. But it is such a wonderful event to be part of and to be excited about, because this is really what people do. In, you know, a lot of runners,
absolutely,
they use this as their marker. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want to, they can take part in 20 10Ks throughout the year. The streets of Galway is the one they want to be in and they want to do well in. Mm-hmm. So who wants to come in on that?
Yeah, John, I think you know, the streets has it's a magic event. I mean, I've ran it myself probably 10 occasions, and it was always one of my favourite races to compete in, and obviously moved into the organisational side over the last decade probably, as you know, and have really got involved in it from the organisational side, and you know, really enjoy leading the organisation of an event like this. You know, it's a great buzz for the city. It's one of the big festival events for Galway over the last 35 years, and it's a credit to the various clubs who set it up in the first place. Cusbore, Jack Mahan, Clear River Harriers were involved. Galway City Harriers have taken it over in the last 30 years, and there's been various committees of various hues that have got the event up to the scale it has been in previous years of 3,500. You know, we're starting afresh a little bit this year, and I think it's good for the city, it's good for the county, it's good to see things coming back. You know, it's an event that promotes physical and mental health, and it's something for everybody. It's a top class race for those of people who are looking for top 10 finishes. It's a fast course. It's a great achievement for people to get around it. You see people from all walks of life in the city and county just aiming for the 8K, get the distance, beat their friends, or just do it as part of a group that might be fundraising charity wise or as a challenge for their workplace, or, you know, just as a goal for every year. So it's got something for everybody. You know, we get the people of the city behind it, the people of the Clad are great. From a residence point of view, we've got the, you know, we get all bodies and all organisations involved as a citywide event. You know, that's really good at promoting the city and promoting physical and mental health. It's great to be involved in.
You mentioned it's a festival, and David, it's a great point. It is a festival. I mean, Galway is the city of the festivals. No matter what festival they wanted to hold, if it was the racing, they hold it well, of course. If it's the arts festival, always fantastic. If it's a film festival, a comedy festival, this is an athletics festival. Mm. That's the best way of putting it. And maybe that's the reason why people love coming back to Galway for this, because it makes them feel part part of something very, very special and being part of what really is a festival of running over a couple of hours on a Saturday, usually now Sunday.
Absolutely, yeah. Again, kind of Brian has, as he's done many years, stolen my speech lines. But no, it's great, and like it's a pure event. Like we've looked in other years at kind of, you know, putting on different exhibitions, you know, kind of talks and things throughout the weekend, but really kind of it's such a kind of a limited space down at our, you know, race headquarters, and we have to compliment them at the Claddagh Hall. Dominic and the guys there, they're absolutely brilliant to us. They're nearly part of the committee at this stage, but you know, we said as well, if we do too much, maybe the race will get diluted, and then there's, like, you know, obviously everyone is into kind of yoga and food. And
the question's fresh in my head, is there a temptation to do that? Because we have seen this with sporting events in the past. I mean, Galway races was only a 3-day meeting once upon a time, it's now seven. Yeah. I mean, is there a temptation, because it's so successful and because it's so popular, to actually spread it out a little bit, and are you in that way then putting the brake on and saying no because you want to keep it as special and as beautiful as it is, and that it doesn't get, as you said yourself, diluted?
Well, I think Brian will agree, like we did in 2019 look seriously at kind of on the Friday afternoon and on the Saturday having a kind of series of, you know, wellness talks and kind of healthy attitude and yoga, Pilates, and, you know, eating and all that. But again, when we, like, you know, it sounded nice and it sounded good, but when we looked at it from a cost wise and from an organisational point of view, we felt it nearly needed a separate organising committee. And kind of, you know, while we have a very small committee, like we've a couple of hundred people that, again, you want to thank volunteering on the day, but we just really felt we'd be nearly too stretched to do it. So we said we'll just kind of keep it to the core event of, you know, the 8K and fast and furious, as they say, like, as you said, it starts and it's gone before you know it, but it's still a, you know, a super event. And I suppose I'd be passionate about it, as would Brian. I suppose the only sad thing is we can't actually run it now anymore because we're heavily involved in the organisation.
I still think you'd give it a go if you got a chance, David, to be honest. But Rachel, I mean, back to you, and this is, I mean, the Galway Clinic, they're involved in a few things, but this is one event they really throw, and with all due respect to every other event, which no doubt they support in a big way, they really do throw their weight behind this in a massive way, because it's positive, it's good news, it's something for people, as we mentioned, to look forward to. And I don't mind repeating myself with that line, because it is something for people to look forward to, and this is something for you guys that you really get involved in as well. And, you know, maybe come the Monday you're kind of going, that's a shame, when's the next one?
Absolutely, John. No, and I think, you know, now that everyone has this to look forward to, and it came at a brilliant time, like the bank holiday weekend, I think it's a fantastic event, and I think we're all just really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and like a lot of people, just the fact that it's a bank holiday Monday means nobody goes into work unless in your place somebody has drawn the shift straw for that one. But let's talk about the route itself, Brian, very quickly. Just to mention once again the route for the Streets of Galway 8K for 2021.
That's right, John. We're starting same again this year. Start at GTI, just a Father Griffin Road there. Fast starts running up towards Jewry's over Wolfetone Bridge, and then we route around by Merchant's Row. We hit 1 kilometre, turn up towards Ayr Square, and then we really hit the streets of Galway themselves, down towards Eglinton Street, over the Salmon Weir Bridge, and then right around the Cathedral. So we're at 2K mark there, and then we head out University Road, turn up left past the hospital, and then it's a fast 3K is at Cook's Corner. We run meet halfway, then just around Dr. Mannix Road, a turn off there, and we turn up Dr. Mannix Road, route down by Pier Stadium at the 5K mark. There's a water station there for people who are a little bit thirsty or in need of a boost at that point. We'll have a crew there helping out, and then it's a pretty fast finish. Then we turn left at Leisureland, 6K is just around C Point at the roundabout there, and then it's a really quick finish in past the Galway Business School, turning right in Grattan Road, and then the last kilometre is right along Grattan Road in front of South Park, and the last 250 metres route in by the gate at South Park, the Red Gate, and then we finish right up the top end of the park, just at the just front and onto the seafront. So it's a fast finish. So once you hit the gate, 250 metres, you really have to put the put the afterburners on and try and catch everybody else.
And conditions, David, are going to be crucial because, as we've seen in previous years, a tailwind can have a major bearing on how a race actually pans out, especially when they come off Leisureland and they start hitting up through the prom as they're heading towards the finish line.
Yeah, because obviously if you have the wind at your back there, it's a nice feeling. And sometimes we've heard from feedback, you know, people think, you get onto Leisureland and, you know, you're onto the prom and you're, you know, practically home. But it can be a long, long deceiving stretch down there. Even when you get to the 7k mark, you think, geez, there's still a kilometre to go. With the extra finish this year, as Brian said, it's kind of moved further up South Park. So people will, even though we'll have that well flagged, people will get a shock and they'll realise they still have an extra few hundred metres to go, you know. So it's a challenging course, but it's a rewarding one. As I said, it's a good fast course.
Yeah, well, if I can go back to 2019, I can't remember who won it. I think it was from Innes, but
it was Damien Landers.
It was Damien Landers, yeah. You're right. And he said to me, which thankfully my microphone was off when he was saying it, but he basically was all about that effing wind as he was coming towards the finish. I mean, that is the one thing, David, about that, is that if it's at your back, lovely. Yeah. It's in your face, God help you.
No, really tough, you know. And as I said, some people are lucky. They might be kind of from Galway or close enough. They might have experienced it a few times. But if you're coming up from like Clare or Limerick or Dublin or Cork, as we have a lot of runners, you know, they're not familiar with it, so it can really deceive them. And it can literally like throw the best laid plans, you know. It can literally push you back. And you know, those few seconds, like when you're up at the top of the field, you know, and you're hoping for a good time or a course record, it can really be all the difference.
And God, my microphone was off that particular evening. But you know, we now know the route. We have the time scales. It's going to be a 10:30 start on that bank holiday Sunday morning. Leaving the GTI to the new finish. It's a different finish than we've had in previous years. But I now want to, if I may, pay tribute. And Rachel, this is where you basically, it's yourself and myself for a minute, because sponsorship is so crucial. And an event like this cannot happen without the sponsorship and the support of the Galway Clinic and what you have done over the past number of years. I know I've asked you the thoughts of the clinic and how everybody's looking forward to it and all that. But I think, as you can hear, I think it's the first time you've actually met the guys in person as well, and me, so we're all kind of new faces in many ways. But I think, I suppose, even going into work tomorrow, and you'll hear people talking and they'll be talking about the streets of Galway and all of that, it's incredibly important for the Galway Clinic. It's great for the Galway Clinic to be part of something like this. It's one that you must be looking forward to personally as well. Oh, by the way, you do have to be at the finish line. You do know that.
Maybe not this year, John. Maybe next year. But no, absolutely. It's absolutely fantastic. And I think everyone has been looking forward to it for so much, or for so long now. And, you know, unfortunately not having it last year, I think everyone now is really looking forward to it more so than ever this year. And I think it's just given everyone a great boost and morale in the clinic, just to have something to look forward to. And it's great to even meet you all in person. Absolutely. Which is even nicer. I'm really happy to be part of it this year. So.
It really will be, obviously, from the Galway Clinic. It's wonderful from a profile perspective, if I can put my marketing hat on for a minute, that for the profile of the Galway Clinic, who of course, you promote wellness in people, you promote good living, healthy living, fitness, something you've been doing for so many years. This is a great way of tying the whole lot in with an event like this.
Absolutely. And the Galway Clinic are always behind encouraging and supporting anything to do with healthy activities, so to be behind this again another year is just fantastic for us, because it's something that we really do promote and encourage throughout, with patients, with staff. So it is absolutely fantastic, and we're honoured to be part of it.
I have another question for you. As we mentioned in previous years, I think I heard David laughing there. I think he knows what I'm going to ask. In previous years, you've had athletes or staff members of the Galway Clinic taking part. Have you any idea how many are getting involved this year, and is there going to be the same kind of banter as there's been in previous years?
Well, the numbers are still coming in, so I don't have a definite answer yet, but there's huge hype on it, so there's going to be a huge turnout. But yeah, there definitely will. There'll be a lot of pressure, but all fun, and everyone's looking forward to it.
Pressure's for tyres. Before we go, because there's one thing I have not mentioned at all, and that is for those of you who are listening to this and would like to take part, because there's still plenty of time, there's still plenty of opportunities to enter. And David, quick question on that, entries, what's the situation, how do they do it, and is there a closing day, which is the next question. And another question, somebody asked me this even this evening, can people just rock up on the day and enter? What's the situation with all that?
So if you head on to the Facebook page, which is Galway Clinic, Streets of Galway 8K, the registration link is there, as Brian said, it's on Map My Results, so you can enter there. It's €25, which we've held the price, and you get the t-shirt there, so it's great value. Registration is still open and we're still taking entries. It will be closed before the race. We will not be taking entries on the day or over the weekend. So as I said, keep an eye on the page. We'll be giving plenty of notice when it's time to sell out or when it's the last day. But that's very important. You cannot rock up on the day and register, because we just physically need to know how many people we have running, and you know, we just don't have the capacity to register people on the day. But what I might add, John, is if you are interested in the event and you can't run for whatever reason, or you feel you're not at a racing stage yet, we'd love some volunteers. Volunteers are crucial. They play a huge part and they do brilliant work. So we still need a couple of more volunteers. So if you'd like to do that, still be part of the occasion, you can definitely drop the message on the Facebook page as well, and we'd be delighted to talk to you.
So Brian, I do say this to you every year, this is year 35. Have you one eye on 36 already? Because I think I asked you that same question in 2019.
John, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this year is hopefully the first time we go in October, and probably back to normal. I think 2022 is our aim, as David said, number 36, hopefully in the first weekend, or the 6th of August 2022. So we'll have a shorter run in than normal into next year. So we're looking forward to keeping this race going as long as people want it, and as long as we can, you know, because it's something that's basically, it's history for the city, and it's something that can really, you know, grow legs and keep going right away to 50, 100 years, I would think.
Here's hoping it does happen. Rachel, I'll give you the final word. I suppose, are you going to run, first of all? has that thought crossed your mind? And second of all, I suppose, you know, this is your first year involved in this. I suppose it's already given you a hunger to get involved in future years.
Absolutely.
I hope.
Absolutely, John. I might give it a miss this year, but who knows? Maybe next year I'll have plenty of time just to get my practice in. So who knows? Maybe August 2022 I'll be fit and ready for it.
Yeah, well, hopefully you'll be there on the day anyway, because it'd be fantastic to have you. Don't forget, by the way, just to mention everybody, ladies and gentlemen, that the event itself, it's the Streets of Galway, the Galway Clinic, Streets of Galway 8K for 2021. It's on Sunday, October the 24th. It gets underway at 10:30 a.m. From GTI, and as you heard from the route, full details you will find on the Galway City Harrier social media pages, on the Streets, on the Galway Clinic social media pages, and also on Galway Bay FM as well. Just to mention, by the way, that if you can't make it for any reason, we will be bringing you updates on the race throughout the Sunday morning with myself from the start at approximately 10:30 until the finish, and we'll have interviews and stuff like that throughout the rest of Sunday afternoon as part of Sunday Sport with Gerry Murphy. So you're not going to miss a beat of what's going to be an incredible Streets of Galway 8K. My thanks to David Glynn, to Brian Bruton, and to Rachel Cohen. My thanks to you indeed for listening, and make sure that if you are taking part, you get your entry in as soon as possible. Let's hit that 1500, that magical number of 1500, for what is going to be a truly unique Streets of Galway 8K. For myself, John Mulligan, take care of yourselves. Bye bye.